A new report has thrust the often uneasy relationship between academic science and industry money into the spotlight. A team of independent researchers spent 2 years studying a deal between the University of California at Berkeley and the agribusiness division of what used to be Novartis. NPR's Snigdha Prakash reports.
In 1998, administrators at UC Berkeley conducted an auction. They were selling access to future research by Berkeley's top-flight scientists at the Department of Plant and Microbial Biology. In return, they wanted a large, unrestricted grant. It was part of a campaign to maintain Berkeley's lead in biotech research. The winning bid was submitted by the agribusiness division of Novartis. At the time, it was the largest agribusiness company in the world. The company agreed to give $25 million over a period of 5 years, which amounted to a third of the department's budget. The deal was negotiated quickly and secretively, and it had some unusual features. Chief among them was that it funded an entire department rather than a few scientists. When the deal became public, many of the university's faculty were outraged.
When you start receiving large amounts of funding, it can't help but influence people's perception of who they're serving. And I don't care how ethical the individual might be.
Andrew Gutierrez is a professor of ecosystem science at the university. He was and still is a critic of the deal.
The concern is increasingly, whom does the university serve? Is it the public interest or is it the private?
The faculty insisted that the university commission an independent report on the effects of the deal on Berkeley. Critics worry that industry funding can change the direction of academic research. That report has just come out. Its principal investigator, sociologist Lawrence Bush of Michigan State University, says there's no evidence that Novartis dictated the scientists' research agenda. There could arguably have been a subtler effect. Bush says the scientists had access they wouldn't otherwise have had to Novartis equipment and data.
Whether that led to a shift in their research agenda is exceedingly difficult to determine because we're talking about basic research in molecular biology, which is exceedingly broad in its applications.
But Bush says just because it didn't happen at Berkeley doesn't mean it couldn't happen elsewhere. He says Berkeley's scientists may have been insulated because Novartis was looking for basic research that would yield products only many years later.
Another company might have decided they wanted things that were much closer to product development, and in that instance might have put a great deal of pressure on faculty members to pursue certain kinds of research projects that would lead to products rather quickly and to avoid others.
The report did find other problems with the deal. It suggests that in aligning itself so closely with Novartis, Berkeley threatened its capacity to serve the public as an independent source of knowledge. And it says the deal may have unfairly influenced Berkeley's decision to deny tenure to one of the deal's critics. The report goes on to recommend a national debate on the proper role of universities in the 21st century. Berkeley's chancellor, Robert Berdahl, says it's fine to debate the issue, but he points out that California's state universities have given birth to a third of the state's biotech companies.
To suggest that somehow universities are not or should not be engines of economic growth is missing the central point of how our economy grows and how we create jobs.
Novartis's deal with Berkeley wasn't renewed when it ended. Berdahl says the university hasn't approached any other company for a similar deal. Snigdha Prakash, NPR News, Washington.